The Reynolds Aluminum Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The Reynolds Metals Company, makers of Reynolds Aluminum, presents Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed. The show is written by Bill Leslie and Keith Fowler and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Everybody has heard the expression, noisy as a boiler factory. Well, that's descriptive, but it's not funny. Excessive noise is a serious industrial problem, affecting the workers' efficiency and their safety. Now the problem has been solved by aluminum, of course. Reynolds Aluminum Acoustical System. It's a ceiling made of large perforated aluminum panels backed with sound-absorbent material. The panels simply resting on aluminum sections hung from the top of the room. Pipes, wires, and ducts are all hidden by this handsome suspended ceiling, but you can get at them easily by just lifting any panel. Reynolds Aluminum Acoustical System is low in cost, quickly installed, and very high in sound absorption. It's ideal not only for factories and offices, but for schools, hospitals, auditoriums, and any large area. Architects and industrialists, all those concerned with this problem, are invited to write for the facts on Reynolds Aluminum Acoustical System. Just address Noise Reduction, Reynolds Metals Company, Louisville 1, Kentucky. Across the street from 79 Wistful Vista lives a man named Hector Howell. About a week ago, Mr. Howell went out to water his lawn and found his garden hose missing. He said to himself,
"Gone again. Some sneaky little cheapskate came in here and, well, it won't take long to find it this time."
It didn't either. Because just across the street, watering the flowers and talking to his friend Wallace Wimple, was Mr. McGee of Fibber McGee and Molly.
So I thought I'd go all out on the front yard this year, Wimp. Plant a lot of flowers. Rare stuff, mostly.
Oh, they're lovely, Mr. McGee. Or they will be if they come up.
Yeah. Along the walk there, I got a row of toxophilias. See them? And there against the fence, I planted a bed of creeping norotanias.
Creeping norotanias?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of think they must have crept the wrong way because I haven't seen a sign of them yet.
Those are very pretty tulips over there, Mr. McGee.
Yeah, Molly planted those. That bare patch of dirt next to them, though, that's full of Salvinus spontanalis. If I can get them to come up...
Say, here comes Mr. Howell across the street, Mr. McGee.
Mm-hmm.
He looks angry about something.
Ah, he's always beating about something. That guy is...
Well, watering your flowers, are you, McGee?
Yeah, I thought I better, Hector. This front yard's drier than a peanut butter sandwich. Don't come too close, Howell. I might sprinkle your feet.
Hello, Mr. Howell.
Give me back my hose, McGee.
Huh?
I told you to leave that hose alone.
Hello, Mr. Howell.
You told me nothing at the time.
What?
The last time I borrowed this cheap hunk of leaky rubber, you come running over here 2 weeks later and snatched it back before I even had a chance to use it.
And what did I tell you then?
You told me never to ask you for this hose again. That's what you told me.
Exactly.
So who asked you for it? It was laying there in your front yard drying out.
Give me that hose.
Hello, Mr. Howell. It's me, Wallace Wimple.
Turn the hose off, Wimple.
Yes, sir. Ooh, he's mad.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not through watering...
Now, unhook that hose, McGee, and give it to me before I decide to wrap it around your fat neck.
Oh, now, just a darn minute, Hector. Are you trying to scare me?
If he's trying to scare me, he's doing fine.
You better watch yourself, Buster. You make a pass at me, and I'll spread you out on the lawn like a picnic lunch.
You try it, little man.
Okay, I will. Put up your dukes, because I'm gonna...
I'll help you up, Mr. McGee. You're sitting in the tulips.
That was a week ago. A couple of days later, Mrs. McGee said...
How's your eye this morning, dearie?
Oh, much better, kiddo. Swelling's gone down a lot.
Good.
I'm glad it did, too. You know, it's a funny sensation to look sideways out of one eye and stare right smack into the other one.
You know, the color is better, too.
Mm-hmm.
A nice, healthy green like it might contain chlorophyll. Now, you just stay away from Mr. Howell and you won't get into
it. Like heck, I'll stay away from Mr. Howell. Nobody punches a McGee in the eye and gets away with it. Help me get this box open.
What is it?
I ordered this the day Howell slugged me. The minute I could see good enough. This, kiddo, is the Hercules bodybuilder.
The what?
I'm going to build myself a body and poke Hector Howell in the nose if it's a... Where's the scissors? I got to cut this string.
You don't need scissors. Just break it.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Okay. Dearie, you're not thinking of tangling with Mr. Howell again after what he did.
This thing is guaranteed to give me muscles of steel. Ah, there it is. Take a gander.
Metal rod and a lot of iron donuts. Fascinating.
Let me read the directions. It says the Hercules bodybuilder consists of a metal bar and 20 weights, which may be attached to the bar one at a time. When you are able to lift the bar and all 20 weights, you will be the physical superior of anyone your age.
Seems simple enough, if true.
Ah, boy, revenge is mine, kiddo. I'll have muscles of iron. I'll bust Hector Howell half in two. I'll be a tiger.
Well, let's see how it works. Go ahead, start lifting the weights.
Oh, no, not right now, Molly.
Why not, tiger?
Well, busting that string kind of pooped me out.
Time, the following day.
Pardon the intrusion, dearie. I just wanted to see how you're getting along.
Oh, pretty good.
How many weights can you lift on the bar now?
Well...
Don't be embarrassed. I know this takes time. Well, how many? 10?
Well...
5? 3?
Well...
2?
Well, I ain't quite lifted the bar yet.
Time, a day later.
Tootsie, it won't take long now. I just lifted 10 weights on that bar.
Oh, that's terrific, McGee.
Yes, sir. The muscle in my arm is really beginning to bulge. It's like a thick hunk of rope, like a steel chain. Here, put your hand on it.
All right.
You feel it?
Yes, I feel it.
Yeah, I betcha.
Now I know what I wanted to have for dinner. Spaghetti.
I'll keep lifting.
Time, today.
Hey, Molly, hey, look, I did it. I lifted all 20 weights.
Well, good for you. Mother's proud of you. Now, don't go starting any trouble with Mr. Howell.
Oh, boy, this is the moment I've been waiting for, kiddo. I am now the physical superior of anybody my age, and I got a written guarantee right here to prove it, too.
Well, let's have it framed, but let's not...
Ah, sir. At last, the family honor is about to be revenged. I'll phone Hector Howell right now and dare him to come over here and... Hello, operator. Give me the residence of a guy named Hector Howell's every little thing, Mert.
Dear.
It is, eh? What's eh, Mert? Your cousin. Had an argument with his wife and took cyanide, huh?
Heavenly days. Did the man drink poison?
No, they had Cyrus Jones and his wife, Ida, over for dinner, and Mert's cousin wanted them to go to the movies. His wife wouldn't go, so he took cyanide.
Oh!
What's eh, Mert? Oh, rats. Okay, I'll follow.
Not home, huh?
No, he went down to Walt's Small Shop, and I'm going down there after him. I'll chase that guy to the end of the world to even up the score on this.
Yes, but McGee, now fighting is so undignified. So childish. So hard on your eye.
My dear, you don't seem to realize that this is a matter of honor. The fighting name of the clan of McGee has been besmudged. Like a knight of old, I shall sally forth to remove the blot on the family curmudgeon.
Escutcheon.
Gesundheit. Where's my hat?
In the hall closet.
I'll go bareheaded. Don't wait up for me, Tootsie. I won't be gone long enough. I'll be right back.
Billy Mills and the Orchestra and Song from Moulin Rouge.
This is a new McGee that guy Howell's gonna see today. Hard as nails. I'll walk into Walt's malt shop and I'll say, "Get off of that stool, Howell. Stand up," I'll say. And then I'll let him have it. On the button. And again. And the old one, too. Oh, that was three. I'm so loaded down with muscles, I get kind of winded carrying them around. I hope he's in here, so when I...
Well, hello, Mr. McGee. Come right in.
Hi, Cora. Is Walt here?
Went to the bank. Oh. What'll you have? The veal's good today.
Yeah?
I was getting ready to make chicken salad with it. But... I'll slice you some if you'd rather...
I didn't come in to eat, Cora. I'm looking for Hector Howell. He been here?
Oh, he just left about 5 minutes ago. Want to see him, huh?
You said it. I got a debt to pay to that guy, and I'm going to settle it today.
You owe him something? Why, Mr. Howell wouldn't lend his grandmother a dime to buy a rubber tip for her crutch. I don't know how you could borrow anything from that money.
It's not money I owe him, Cora. I got a big fat poke in the snoot for Mr. Howell, and I'm looking for him right now to deliver it.
You're going to fight with him?
It'll be a very short fight, believe me. I'll pin his ears back so far he can hear what happened yesterday.
Oh, you man. Always scrapping.
I don't enjoy fighting, Cora. Understand that. It's just that there are some things a man can't take. Like getting poked in the eye. Like Howell did to me.
Oh, well, you're just quick-tempered, Mr. McGee.
Yeah.
When did he hit you?
Last week.
Oh, you certainly remind me of my husband, Mr. McGee.
Yeah?
Yes. Me and him went out to Dubin's Lake last week, and Marvin got into a real Brannigan.
Yeah, what was the brawl about?
Well, I was sitting there with Marvin in my new bathing suit.
Uh-huh.
One of them real daring ones.
Yeah.
And he noticed this other fella that kept smiling at me.
Uh-huh.
Well, Marvin got furious.
Went over and chose him, huh?
Just fractured him.
Oh.
That's what you get for smiling at my wife, Marvin said.
Ah, you must have been proud of him, Cora.
Well, he kind of spoiled the whole thing. He said to the fella, "You'd have got off easier if you'd have had the nerve to laugh out loud." I don't think it was funny. I didn't speak to him for 3 days.
Well, can't say I blame you, Cora. Hey, did Howell say where he was going?
Yes, to the supermarket across the street.
Thanks, Cora. I'll see you later. that Howell's still here in the market. Because I want to nail him right in front of everybody.
Well, hello, pal.
Oh, hi, Junior. Hey, you seen Hector Howell? I'm looking for that guy to get...
I saw him not 5 minutes ago, pal. The big clam head.
You saw him, too? I want to find him to get...
He walked in here and said he wanted some cookies, you see?
Yeah, cookies?
So, I walked over to the counter with him, and I said, there are all kinds of cookies here, Howell.
Yeah.
All of them fresh and crisp. Because they're sealed in beautiful, colorful Reynolds aluminum foil.
Oh?
What kind would you like, I said.
Well, never mind the details, Hilo. Just tell me what
happened. And what do you think that lemonhead said?
What'd he say? What'd he say? Did he buy some? Did he buy some?
No,
did he?
No. He kind of smirked, and he said, oh, this modern package stuff is okay, Harlow, but they don't make cookies like my grandmother used to keep in her cookie jar. Imagine a stupid remark like that.
What you mean? His grandmother was a lousy cook?
No, that's not the point. My point is that no matter how good his grandmother's cookies were, they got limp as a rag in a cookie jar in a few days.
My grandmother's cookies never lasted a few days. I used to wait for them at the oven door and be right...
I'm telling you, pal. I'm telling you, pal, when Howell made that crack, I saw red.
Red, huh? Did Red buy any cookies? Did he buy any red?
Don't be stupid, I said.
Red, huh?
Yes, I said, don't be stupid. The best cookies and crackers these days are sealed in Reynolds aluminum foil.
Yeah?
Because that keeps them always as fresh as the day they were baked.
You said that?
I said, take that, Howell, I said, and I let him have it.
Yeah, good. If you soften him up a little, that'll make...
He tried to defend himself, but I didn't give him a chance.
Attaboy, Hilo. Good.
Aluminum foil is a solid sheet of metal, I said.
Yeah?
Moisture can't get through it, or odors, or air.
Yeah?
And you talk about cookies in a jar. Take that.
Ooh.
And that, I said.
Oh, boy, where's he laying, Junior? Back at the cookie counter? I'll stand over him, and when he gets up, I'll stock him in.
No. I didn't hit the man, pal.
Huh? Take that, you said?
Well, sure. I loaded him down with packages of cookies so he could see how fresh they stay in Reynolds aluminum foil.
You should have said take these.
So long, pal.
You must keep him wrapped in aluminum foil. He's the freshest guy. Oh, there's Doc Gamble. Maybe he knows where Hector Howell... Hey, Doc. Oh, Doc Gamble. Hey.
Well, well, if it isn't Mrs. McGee's little drawback. Hello, Lamb Shanks.
Hi, Ham Hocks. You seen Hector Howell?
No, I haven't. Should I?
Well, I'm looking for him. I owe him a poke in the nose, and I got it with
me. You? Take a swing at Hector Howell?
Did you?
What kind of flowers does Molly like?
Never mind the comedy, Waddle Bottom. I'm serious. I've been training with the Hercules bodybuilder for a week for this, and I'm ready. I'm a solid mess of muscle.
You're a mess, all right. As for muscle, all your muscle's in your bustle.
Oh, yeah? Well, for your big, fat information, flesh pot... I'm stronger right now than any guy in town my age, and I got a rod-out guarantee right here to prove it. I got a rod-out guarantee right here to prove it.
Well, this is all very amusing, Sonny.
Yeah. Not to me.
No? Well, seriously, though, isn't common street fighting a little undignified at your age? Does Molly know
that? Doctor, this is not a common street fight. This is a simple matter of honor.
Whose?
Mine.
Forget it. It's not worth fighting for.
Hector Howell made the sad mistake of punching me in the eye while my back was turned.
That's a good trick. But I've got problems of my own today.
Yeah?
My housekeeper's in the hospital with a sprained ankle and a knot on her head.
Yeah, gee whiz, how'd that happen, Doc? How'd that happen?
Well, she took a fall this morning at the house.
Oh, dear.
I heard her hit, but it took me half an hour to get her sister over there to pick her up.
What? You mean to tell me the woman knocked herself out and you let her lay there that you ran after her sister? Why didn't you go pick her up yourself, you heartless thing, you? Where'd she fall?
In the shower.
Oh.
But I'll pick you up, Sonny boy, after you meet Hector Howell. So long.
Oh, yeah, that's all.
The King's Men and coming through the Rye.
Hey, we are the Bonnie Weather through the Rye and through the Pembroke.
Hey, we are the Bonnie Weather through the Rye and
the Pembroke.
Come and
lick the heaven and through the Rye through the Rye with a Bonnie
Weather.
Hey, we A body would run the line. Every laddie has a lassie. Nay, they say, yeah, all the lassies smile at me. Come if a body kiss a body, need a body cry. Now everyone must have a love lassie, but today that the lassies always pass me by. Yet all the girls, they smile at me, coming through the Rye.
Take the hard road.
Now take the low road.
Coming through the Rye.
Coming through the Rye. All we lads and lassies get together in the heather when we're coming. Coming through the Rye. We are lassie and side by side. A lassie you care for to make your pride. The pikers are piping around the line. Whilst we're a coming through the Rye.
Gamble thinks I can't handle myself with Hector Howell, does he? Ha! You ought to ask Molly. She knows what a bundle of dynamite I am when I'm irked. Hey, Molly, I'm home.
Oh, dear, I'll run get a cold towel.
Huh?
I've got some raw beef ready for your other eye. Nah. You didn't find him, huh?
My gosh, you too, Molly. Doggone it, I'm getting a little tired of everybody not thinking I can lick Hector Howell.
Well, I just wanted
any guy that hits me like he did in front of Wallace Wimple and loses my dignity in a bed of tulips, I got a right to be looking for him. Stand back, kiddo. This may be him. I wouldn't want you to get clipped with a wild punch, so come in.
Hello there, kid.
Oh, it's you.
Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
What's the matter with the boy, daughter? Somebody swiped his jump rope?
No, he's looking for a fight, Mr. Oldtimer.
There's a certain guy in this town that if I ever catch up with him, I'm going to knock his block off, Oldtimer.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, now I'll stick around and give you a few pointers, Johnny. I used to be quite a fighter myself when I was a kid. Kids.
Really? A prize fighter, were you?
No prizes, daughter. We just fought for fun. By the time I was 12 years old, I could lick my weight in bobcats. I proved it, too.
Yeah, how?
Well, a kid named Robin Katz made me mad one day, and we had us a fight.
Yeah?
I won, and after that, I was known far and wide as the kid who licked his weight in Bob Katz.
Oh, my goodness. How fight was it?
Well, of course, she was only 9 years old, Robin was. She was a fat kid and had quite a time.
Well, now, I don't need any help or advice for this scrap today, Oldtimer. I've been training all week, and I'm right at my peak.
You do look a little peaked, all right.
The Hercules bodybuilder guarantees me...
Hey, I nearly forgot, Jerry. Huh? A letter came from the bodybuilder people a while ago. Where'd that put them?
Oh, a letter? Good. Maybe a few last-minute tips on how to use all this extra strength. Because when I catch up with Hector Howell...
Hector Howell?
Hector Howell.
Is that who you're mad at, Johnny?
That's the man, Mr. Oldtimer, Hector Howell. Frankly, I wish it was somebody smaller.
He's right across the street, Johnny, at home. I just walked him home myself.
Oh, yeah?
He mentioned hearing the chum punk was out looking for a fat nose, he said. It never occurred to me you were the punk looking for the fat nose, right?
Boy, you hear that, Molly? I got him cornered. Give me the phone.
No, McGee, please, now. Your nose is fat enough.
No. Never mind. Never mind. I got it. Hello, operator. Give me the residence of Hector Howell. Hello, Howell. This is McGee. Come over here right away, Howell. I got a little surprise for you, Buster. And snap it up. Ah, this is it.
McGee, why do you do...
Boy, oh boy, I'm loaded for that guy this time.
Look how easy I can hoist this bodybuilder.
Clean over his head, daughter.
Yeah. Betcha. That means I can whip anybody in town my age. Oh, hey. Oh, you got the letter there, Molly? Let me read it, will you? Wait while I'm waiting.
Here you are.
Let me see. Dear sir, due to an error in shipping, we sent you our model 12J bodybuilder, which is only for use by 12-year-olds.
What?
This model will only make you as strong as a 12-year-old boy. So please return it. Why, they mean... Oh, my gosh.
I'll ask Captain Howell how old he is, Johnny, because he's coming up the front steps now.
Oh, heavenly day.
What'll I do, Molly? Don't let him in. Hold him off. Tell him I can't...
Hold it, Hector. He ain't ready yet.
Don't tell him. Oh, my gosh.
McGee, get out from under that piano. He can see you there. Hide in the hall closet. No, that's no good. Oh, come in.
Well, McGee, I... Oh, hello, Mrs. McGee.
Hello, Mr. Howell. Himself here.
He phoned and said he had a surprise for me, Mrs. McGee. I couldn't wait to see what it was.
Yeah, heck, old boy. I'm glad to see you, heck, old boy.
He's no boy, Johnny. He's over 12.
What's the surprise, McGee?
Surprise? Oh, well, I...
Don't tell him, Johnny. He bought a bodybuilder, Hector.
Oh, no, don't tell him.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I bought a bodybuilder, heck.
Yes,
and it's for a 12-year-old kid. And you've got a 12-year-old kid, haven't you?
Yeah, Junior's almost 12.
So that's my surprise. For your little boy, this Hercules bodybuilder. Ah, he'll like this.
Say, that's swell, McGee. Yeah. He'll love it. That is a nice surprise.
It certainly is to me. you'll never know what a nice surprise.
I'd like to pay you for it.
Oh, no. Me take money from an old pal like you? Never. My compliments, heck, old boy, for your kid. This is for your kid. Ah, friendship's a great thing. Let me help you carry it home, Heck.
Oh, I can handle
it. That's no trouble at all, boy. I'll help you carry it home. While we're over there, I'll pick up your hose. The flowers in my yard are kind of dry.
Oh, this is where I came in.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. These early summer weekends are the time to touch things up around your home. And if you're wise, everything you touch up will turn to aluminum. Because with just a paintbrush and a can of liquid aluminum, you can put a coat of the modern metal on almost everything. A shining armor that protects and beautifies. To keep off rust, paint garden tools, farm machinery, gutters, basement pipes, fences with liquid aluminum. If there's a dark pantry or closet in your house, brighten it up with liquid aluminum. And if you have a barn roof of rustable metal or a composition or built-up roof that needs attention, put on liquid aluminum roof coating with asphalt. It not only preserves roof life, but reflects heat, keeps interiors up to 15 degrees cooler in summer. Get liquid aluminum with the gleaming foil label made by many leading manufacturers using Reynolds aluminum pigment.
Everything turned out all right after all.
Yeah, I got a lot of energy left over I haven't even used, kiddo. So get your hat and I'll take you to a movie.
Wonderful. What's playing at the Bijou?
They got that new 3D picture down there. You know, the one about a dormitory full of women soldiers?
A dormitory full of women soldiers? Mm-hmm. What's the name of it?
The House of Wax. My gosh, don't you get it, Molly? W-A-C, W-A of Wax? It's a subtle play.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Gets us out of here, anyway.
Right on.
The Reynolds Metals Company, pioneers of progress through aluminum, has brought you Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed with Bill Thompson, Arthur Q. Bryan, Elvia Allman, Nestor Piva, and me, Harlow Wilcox. Don't forget to see Mr. Peepers on NBC Television Sunday nights. And be sure to be with us again next Tuesday at this same time. Good night. Warmer weather is here, and the call of the open highway beckons to millions of motorists. Again, the National Safety Council asks you to drive safely, carefully, and to keep alert. Take your tip from the professional truck driver, and remember that driving is a full-time job. Slow down for safety's sake. The life you save may be your own. Tonight, play Two for the Money with Herb Schreiner on NBC.